suffer a disappointing loss to the Lions. Now the most comprehensive review of it begins. This is the Real Postgame Show with Glenn Ordway, Steve DiAsi, and Fred Smirlis. Broadcasting from our best yet broadcast studios in Boston. Presented by Kaplansky Insurance. More choices, more savings. Insurance simplified. Check out Kaplansky.com today. And co-sponsored by Anderson McQuaid Architectural Moldings, your New England Kubota tractor dealers, and by Boston Volkswagen. This is the Real Postgame Show. Here's Glenn Ordway, Steve DiAsi, and Fred Smirlis on Sports Radio WEEI.
All right, final hour of the Real Postgame Show up until 2 a.m. And then I'll be back with you 12 hours from that at 2 p.m. tomorrow afternoon. Bill Belichick will be joining us. That should be a barrel of laughs.
Oh, yeah.
It should be a good day. Remember those days? That'll be fun.
We have to get better.
We'll do that tomorrow afternoon. We already gave you the player of the game. We're fighting to figure it out. Dietrich Wise is what we picked. So all brought to you by Cars for Kids, your number one charity for car donations. So it's time for the Wise play of the game. It's all brought to you by Wise Snacks, Ridgie's Tailgate Classics. And let's just pick this one.
Second and 8. Brady going deep downfield into double coverage, and it's intercepted. Intended for Dorsett. That's Darius' big play, Slay, with a very big play and a flag on the run back. And another one comes in at the end of the play.
He was not supposed to play. He was in concussion protocol all week. Never practiced. I told you, practice is vastly overrated. He goes out there and he has a terrific game. Darius Slay, the Wise play of the game is brought to you by Wise Snacks, Ridgie's Tailgate Classics. Freddie loves the buffalo wings. They get the dry rub rib flavors as well, and you'll find them
at your local
store.
I thought it was a play of the game
store.
For the Patriots, not for the other team.
There was no Patriot play. Do you have a single play?
Take me a while.
A Gostkowski field goal or something?
Extra point.
Extra point. Go with that if you'd like. There was none, Fred. Ben is in Pennsylvania. Hi, Ben.
Hey, how you doing?
Good, Ben.
I'm all right. It's frustrating, you know?
Yeah, we're all frustrated, my friend.
I mean, first of all, I'm living here just outside Philly, so I had to deal with all the crap after the Super Bowl.
They were lucky to win today. They had a struggle in that game.
Oh, yeah. No, I honestly thought they were going to lose, to be fully honest. I just have that feeling sometimes with you know, the Colts, you know, with Luck back there, they have a chance of winning every week.
He's having trouble throwing the long ball right now.
Sure is.
Yeah.
Brissett in late in the game to throw the Hail Mary pass because they obviously did not trust him to do it. And he had some problems in that game. That late drive, they had a drive with about, three, 4 minutes left in the game. And that was his fault. But go ahead. What point do you want to make about this game?
Well, I was just off that. You know, it's basically a battle of two rusty quarterbacks. I mean, it wasn't that exciting a game, but – you know, speaking of Brissett, that's kind of where I was kind of going with this call. Is just, you know, we all know how good of a coach Belichick is. We love him to death, but we also know he's also an evil genius. You know, with it, you know, some of the scandals, you know, Spygate,
all fake.
But you know, I don't think it's real either. But at the same time,
a joke.
You know, he's an evil genius. You know, he everyone calls us the evil empire. You know, whatever. And
all right. So what's the point you want to make here?
We're evil.
Yeah. No. Basically, and not that I actually think that, but honestly, it almost seems sometimes like Belichick is trying to make things hard for Brady. I mean, just you know, watching the game, they're talking about the whole talk about trading Gronk to Detroit. You know, that's just
that was
just
leverage.
But just imagine what the season would look like if he, had, you know, they also talked about him getting the 49ers. Imagine what the season would look like. If we didn't even have Gronk,
probably 1-2.
Honestly,
you know what he says? Gronk wanted to do something. Now he's going to play in the movies. He's going to go pro wrestling. I said, "Oh, if you're going to do that, you're going
to
do it."
So let's go back to your original premise here, Ben. Do we really believe that Belichick is purposely trying to sabotage the team?
I mean, I don't necessarily think he's trying to sabotage a team.
That makes no sense.
No. I don't necessarily think he's trying to sabotage a team. I think he's trying to. He has more of an eye towards the future. I mean, we all know there's always talk about him wanting to coach Garoppolo, and he's kind of just over Brady.
Who I also heard. When did Belichick say that?
I don't necessarily.
That was a rumor.
He never necessarily said that. But I'm just trying to get you know some of these theories just you know kind of out there. I just think it's kind of funny, honestly, mostly. to talk about. It's, you know, it's some good talk for ESPN and whatnot, all the drama and whatnot. But also at the same time, it is kind of ironic, you know, after Garoppolo traded, you know.
I'm kind of confused.
Ben, they
sucked tonight, and they were pretty bad last week in Jacksonville. And they have a bunch of different issues of new players, even their defense. When you look at the defensive front, there are a lot of new players, guys that you haven't seen much of. Mm-hmm. So they're kind of tinkering around with stuff right now. And then we know you've got no Edelman. We know that you've gone away from Deion Lewis. We know that Amendola is not part of the mix. So there's some stuff that they have to figure out and work out here. But I've heard people say, and I've already seen it on Twitter, see, the drama is all caught up to them. They had the drama all last year, and they were one play away from winning the Super Bowl. The drama presented itself all last year during the season. All that stuff with Guerrero was all going on as they were winning games, getting to the Super Bowl.
Glenn, they've always had drama with Tom with Deflategate, and all of a sudden they win the Super Bowl. He's suspended. This is a team that has all that squirreling around. They play well with it. They isolate themselves. It's us against the world. We've seen it over and over. They just played crappy.
Let me bring up the Garoppolo thing, because I think there was no question that Belichick loved Garoppolo and wanted to have Garoppolo here. But it was a bad timing. What are you going to do? You're not trading Tom Brady out of here. And I know there were some people that thought it was a smart move to trade Tom Brady and to keep Jimmy Garoppolo here. And you've probably heard Garoppolo got hurt today. Dead. And by the way, he got hurt in a very similar play to the play that he got hurt the last time.
Trying to run. Right.
And this is what we were talking about with Garoppolo that makes a player like that far more risky than a guy like Tom Brady, who goes back into the pocket and throws in a square that's, you know, 20 by 20 or 16 by 16.
He slides around there and dodges things.
And today what he was doing is he was running down the sideline and using his athleticism, because he saw somebody was going to hit him coming at him, he was trying to cut back into the field. That's what it looked like to me.
Maybe get the first down.
That's right. Yeah. And what he did is it looked like the left leg started to get caught, turned on the knee, and obviously the ACL, boom, right there. But that's the one thing we were talking about with Jimmy Garoppolo. We brought Tony Romo's name up, if you remember. We were using that comparison. You can't keep on doing stuff like that in the NFL, because you're not going to be able to show up every Sunday. And if you can't show up every Sunday, you're useless. He's going to miss how much time right now? He's going to be out at least another year.
I mean, let's hope not. Let's hope it's less serious than it looked or than it's being reported. But sometimes, you know, in this day and age, when you are the franchise quarterback, which he is now, right? You got to understand that the big picture is more important than maybe that first down when you're losing by 14 points.
Exactly.
You know,
Brady gives up on plays like that. He gives up on sacks. He'll give up on stuff.
Live to play another day.
Exactly.
Another play.
But
That's
you said it before. Right. He falls different. When he falls, he just seems to know how to fall. Garoppolo fell that time when he was playing against, I think it was Miami. Remember when he hurt his shoulder?
Yep.
He just kind of plopped. All his weight went on his shoulder, and he broke his shoulder. So you got to learn how to throw. You got to know when to duck down. And
this was always an issue with him. It really was. And it's because I think he's a very talented kid, but if you don't have good attendance, it's useless. You know, then your whole career is just going to be riddled with injury after injury after injury. And I made this comment a few weeks ago. Because of all of this, I think Garoppolo is going to struggle out in San Francisco.
And
I wouldn't be surprised at all if 3 years, 4 years from now, he's back here. Because look at the money he's making, guys. He's one of the highest paid quarterbacks in the league, players in the league. If San Francisco can't get him out there playing every given Sunday, that's the type of player you dump because you can't pay him anymore.
And by that time, the way salaries and especially quarterback salaries have gone up in 3 or 4 years, that might not be a crazy number to swallow. You know, you're not talking about. I mean, we've seen the way.
Yeah, but in 3 years, look at it this way, Steve. you know, they're looking at it. They paid him the bonus money up front.
Mm-hmm. $90 million guarantee?
Yeah, but after year three or year four,
right.
You're looking at the money and saying, we'll save some money on the cap by unloading him right now and just letting him go. And as talented as he may be, and you know, I think he's got great potential. Don't get me wrong. Great potential. But we saw again today the same thing that we all sat around talking about when he got hurt in that Miami game, Fred. We sat there and said, he can't play like this.
Nope.
If you play like this, it's Michael Vick.
Reckless.
You're not going to survive out there.
Michael Vick without the speed. I mean, as good an athlete as Garoppolo was, sometimes discretion is a better part of valor when it comes to being a quarterback in the NFL.
Learn how to survive.
Yeah.
So people thought I was crazy, which I am, but I said I wouldn't be surprised at all to see Jimmy Garoppolo. Matter of fact, I locked it in. He'll be the next quarterback of the New England Patriots because 3 years from now, if this is his career right now, guys, the 49ers are not going to pay him that money.
Well,
we all know it's not a guaranteed deal. He might have a 5-year contract,
but
it's not guaranteed.
I think $95 million was guaranteed.
Yeah,
right?
Guaranteed spread over the life of the contract. So if you're picking up a contract, you're picking up part of that guarantee. But who's to say that within the next year or so that they don't grab a quarterback in the second round and try to develop him.
Right.
And at that point, now all of a sudden, you've spent if Brady's got another 2 or 3 years, you spent 2 years developing this guy, you're going to go back to a guy that can't stay healthy.
A rookie contract is much more palatable than the giant contracts. You don't get those till after 4 years.
It is, but he could end up being cut 3-4 years from now, and you don't have to worry about the money. Then he's a guy that's trying to get back you know, with a team, and this would be the perfect team to go back with if Belichick is coaching.
Obviously somebody would offer him more money, but at that point...
Well, we don't know what he is three or four years
even
from
if
now.
That happens, at that point, he's already got $100 million under his belt.
Correct.
Now all of a sudden,
he's looking to resurrect his career.
Get back to
he's not
Steve, and
even be Josh McDaniels as a coach.
Exactly. If that's a bad tier, he could be out for... We may not see him until the second half of next season.
Yeah, they've been getting a lot better with those. There's guys coming back full speed in about a year.
But a quarterback's a tougher position to come back from.
True.
You know, even receivers and whatever, it seems to be easier.
Yeah, but it was the left leg, wasn't it?
So it was.
It was plant foot, so that's good.
That's correct.
Yeah, so that's a good thing.
All right, 6 months.
Another thing, he's no spring chicken.
He's 27.
Yeah, he's 27 years old. You know, 2 years, he's going to be 29 years old.
Right.
Bones start getting a little more brittle.
But the 49ers, if this is really bad, and it looks to be really bad, the 49ers have got some issues here. C.J. Beathard is not going to get it done out there.
No, they're done.
All right, 617-779-7937 right here on the Real Post Game Show.
We're back. It's Glenn Ordway, Steve DeAssi, and Fred Smirlis. The Pats suffer a disappointing loss to the Lions. Talk about it right here on the Real Post Game Show on Sports Radio WEEI.
I bet you're the Real Post Game Show. Boy, it's getting rowdy in the studio now.
15 bags of chips.
Tell you what, there's more passion in the studio than there was on the football field. New England Patriot uniforms. There was no question about that.
Fred has more receptions than Brady had completions.
Maybe.
I've been tossing gummy bears at him. He's catching them in his mouth.
I tell you what, Fred,
20 feet
you're
away.
Pretty good at it. I like it when they bounce off your nose and then they land in
slide
your mouth.
I whipped one off his forehead.
I like
too.
That. That's pretty,
like that.
Pretty good. This will be an interesting one to watch. Did the NFL ratings go down today because Tiger was on NBC winning an event tournament?
I mean,
first time in 5 years, right?
Yes, first in 5 years.
Yeah, I would bet it did.
I think you're right.
Very compelling, and then it got a little tighter
at the end. Which usually it's the other way. He's usually chasing.
Right.
He had a 5-stroke lead. Right.
Yep. And he lost a couple strokes, and then there was a distinct chance that that he could have won the FedEx Cup too. Justin Rose ended up winning it for the $10
million.
But it came down to the last hole. That last shot into the par 5, Justin Rose hit the face of the grass face of the bunker, and what looks like normally would go back in the bunker actually jumped up onto the green. He was able to two putt and secure the FedEx Cup championship.
He goes, I know who you were cheering for.
As he was walking off the green, he looks at the camera. He goes, hey, sorry about that. I know who you were cheering for. Which, and then
he walked off with $10 million.
And then they cut to the picture of of Tiger walking up.
Oh, was that unbelievable? Like a sea of people coming, following him.
Yep. I guess he's still popular.
Yeah, you think so?
Unbelievable. I would bet that it bit into the ratings.
No, I bet you it does. I think the ratings will take a hit from yesterday's games. And there were a lot of 1 o'clock games. They had, what, 2 or 3, 4 o'clock games, but there were a lot of 1 o'clock games because we're not in the
How much more endorsement
weeks
did, it make for Tiger? I mean, this is how big was this for golf?
Well, the Ryder Cup too. It'll be big for that.
Yep. How big is this for
golf? You know him; he's got bonuses and whatever contracts he's got for how well he does. You win something like the Tour Championship at Eastlake, and that's got to be a bonus.
Then with Dan Hicks, after he did the interview or whatever, he was crying. I saw a little tear.
I love
that. Tom Brady was crying after this game out in Detroit tonight. Didn't go so well. Brady talked about it.
Yeah, 2 weeks. 2 weeks where you get behind. And just not making enough plays early in the game. And we're behind and we're just fighting uphill all day. So it's no way to play football. It's no way to, execute at a very high level. We're just not doing anything well enough.
Into the second quarter, just to ask you about the third and one run play with Sonic off the right side there.
Yep.
Why are you hurrying there versus maybe going a little slower? And what benefit?
Well, we were kind of, in that no-huddle tempo at that point and, had a play called that we thought we liked, and it was just poor execution. So had a couple third down stops, short yardage stops that limit you on points and, had a third and long where we missed the throw. So just not standing on the field on third down, punting the ball to the other team, and, they're scoring points and we're not. So we're just going to have to get back to work, do it a lot better. Do a lot of things a lot better.
What was that at halftime, and you guys came out with Bentley out of the pick and convert that touchdown with James Wade? Did you feel like things were going your way? Kind of what happened to disrupt that?
Yeah, that was a good play we made there, and it got us back in the game. And then, they played better on offense and scored, and we just, we didn't match it. So,
Tom, what do you have to do to get James White involved in the offense? Because it seems when he does get more involved, good things happen. He obviously had a nice catch.
Yeah, he had a great catch and some good runs there at the end. And, he's just a great player for us. So you're right. I mean, he's got to be involved. And guys who can make plays, those are the ones that should be involved. And James certainly one of them.
Tom, how disconcerting are the slow starts? I mean, you guys talked all week about wanting to start faster, and here you are again coming out into a 13-0.
Yeah, I mean, there's no magic play you can call. It just comes down to execution. Throwing and catching and then, converting on third down. And if you don't have a third down, good execution on first and second down. And we're just not doing a good job. I wish it's not one thing. It's everything that we need to do a better job of.
It's not, other than Julian, it's not like you guys are missing a bunch of players tonight. Are you worried about where this offense is right now?
I mean, we're not scoring enough points. We're not executing well enough on a down-by-down basis, certainly at a high level that, we should have our expectations set at. So, the process has been the same. I mean, there's been a lot of talk about it in practice, and we're going through it and watching the film and correcting stuff. It's just not getting done on the field. And, we got to get it corrected soon.
Tom, the grounding play, is that sort of emblematic today? Were you just frustrated?
Yeah. Well, it's, So it's just overall execution that was bad, not being on the same page. And, you go from second and one or whatever it was to third and long, and, those things shouldn't happen. It's just this pro football.
Tom, did the Lions do anything else? I guess that surprised you.
Yeah, they covered Gronk pretty well, and we practiced against them a lot, played against them a lot. We just didn't get the job done. I mean, wasn't like they reinvented a defense out there. It was just really us not doing a good job with anything and run game, pass game. We just didn't do enough to advance the ball and score points.
Yeah.
Yeah, we had a post off the play action, and we were just trying to throw it up early, and Slay got his eyes on the ball faster than Phillip, and Phillip couldn't adjust, and kind of an easy interception.
Tom, how you guys have been in these situations before, you've had slow starts. How correctable is a lot of the stuff that you saw out there with your offense, and how quickly can you correct it heading to next week against Miami?
Yeah, I mean, we'll see. I mean, I'm not going to make predictions. It's about hard work. It's about commitment. It's about being disciplined. It's about doing the right thing. And, obviously we're not doing a great job of that. So, we all got to get back to work, look at ourselves and figure out what we need to do to help the team win. Thank you, guys.
And then he walked off. Sounded thrilled, didn't he? No answers. That's the problem. There are no answers.
He sounded frustrated.
Frustrated. Well, he knows, Fred, that come next week against Miami, their defense is going to do the exact same thing. They're going to double up on Gronk,
and they rush the passer pretty well.
So, where's your answer?
Do you think that was an on purpose reference to James White being part of the offense? Do you think that was?
No, I think he's pissed that they don't have enough playmakers now to go out there and make plays. So he's got no confidence in any of these guys except Gronk, and every time he looks down the field with Gronk, Gronk's double covered. You said it earlier, Freddie. Said there were times Tom had plenty of time back there in the pocket. Problem was everybody was covered. They couldn't get any separation.
I wonder how many targets James White had tonight. I mean, they ran the ball. They let him run the ball a little bit at the end of the game. But
great catch on that pass by Tom.
But James White
had three targets, and he had three catches. So the three times they went to him,
one touchdown.
He caught the ball and he had that one touchdown.
Right.
Yep.
We know when things are depleted. So
Gronk, five targets. How many times have we seen it with 10, 12, 13?
What did we see last week?
Caught four of the five, right.
Last week we saw four.
For 51 yards.
And the one he had, it just kind of went out of his hands.
The last week it was four targets for two catches for 15 yards or something like that, whatever it was. But I was talking about his mention that about James White being a bigger part of that offense. Was that a nudge to McDaniels or something?
Maybe. What are we doing here with the Sony Michel? What are we doing? Maybe
that
was
part of
it.
We don't have a lot of playmakers, and the ones that are playmakers need to be playing more.
You know, if you're Tom Brady, you want to excel and you want to do it right now and you want to win in the game that's at hand.
Right.
Belichick and Josh McDaniels and others in the organization may be looking at it saying, we got to develop something here, fellas,
this year. Right.
Right. Even this year. Forget about it. Next year. We got to develop something for this year.
There's the point with Belichick. He's not thinking of right now. He's thinking down the road.
What are we going to be like with game 12?
He's been very good at thinking of both. He's been able to. He's one of those few coaches
running back like
and GMs that can juggle the
We got one more segment to go, then you can all go home. How's that?
I'm sleeping right here.
All go home. You're not sleeping here.
I'm about to be locked in the bathroom, so I'll be right
good.
Up.
Good. See you. Goodbye.
Throw away the key.
We're back. It's Glenn Ordway, Steve DeAssi, and Fred Smirlis. The Pats suffer a disappointing loss to the Lions. Talk about it right here on The Real Postgame Show on Sports Radio WEEI.
All right, should be an interesting one next Sunday afternoon. It's a 1 o'clock start. The
Miami
Dolphins are 3-0. 3-0 coming in here. 3-0. Good thing you're not going down to Miami in this early in the season. That's not a pleasurable place to play. We'll see how that plays out. I think we're on right after the Red Sox game again next week. I think that's how it works. So we'll be on after the Red Sox game. I'll be with you tomorrow. Tomorrow at 2 p.m., Bill Belichick will be joining us tomorrow afternoon.
Yes,
Christian's asking most of the questions tomorrow. I just want him
he's
to
staying away.
Right now. Yeah, he can ask most of the
he's
questions.
Be a very happy man.
And I'll see you two fellows next week down at Gillette Stadium.
That'll be great. Cool.
Right? Be there. Okay?
Pretty cigars.
Be there. Go to sleep now, Freddie. Go to sleep.
I'm sleeping as we talk.
All right? Thanks to the entire crew. Again, the Patriots lose badly. They're now 1-2 on the season.
Don't
again,
panic. 2
tomorrow afternoon. OMF, we're out of here.